Hi, it's Crafty Daniels, and welcome back to Dealing with Dr. Daniels.
Okay, so we are coming up on, yes we are, the first hour is done. So we can take a few questions and clarify some things. So we're going to just go right through. How much physical improvement can one expect after being fused in the neck? I don't understand the question, but if you're asking, can that area of fusion become more flexible? The answer is not exactly. So you have in your spine quite a few vertebrae. They're like building blocks stacked on top of the other. And when you fuse two of them, once they're fused, there's no more mobility at that joint. Now, you can increase your mobility at the joint above and below that, but at that joint, there's no more mobility. Thank you, Peggy. Peggy says, Dr. Daniel's book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful, is awesome. And many people have told me that after reading the book, they've been able to easily look 20 years younger and ditch thousands of dollars in beauty supplies. Okay, Terry says, I have an urge to try stand-up comedy. Have you been in front of an audience with your routine? Yes, I have, Terry. Any advice in breaking through? Yes, start off by working for free. So in your area, there are, what do they call them? Fried food joints. No, sports bars. Yeah, sports bars. So there are sports bars, and there are, I guess you can call them nightclubs. So you can perform there for tips. And your tips and claps will be your initial measure of success. I've been thinking about signing up for a class. I didn't sign up for any class. I think you should just Google some YouTube videos, and that's your class. Tell me why I should take the plunge. Because it is so much fun. That's why you should take the plunge. Dr. Daniels, do you have a book of fixes? My best book of fixes right now is Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? And that's available at my website, vitalitycapsules.com. If you can't find it there, then check with Shelly. Shelly at vitalitycapsules.com. But what that book does is it tells you to check your face and what each wrinkle means on your face and how to fix each wrinkle. Tammy. Tammy says, thank you for sharing all of your knowledge and perspective with us. I was a nurse in the fraudulent healthcare system, and it is refreshing to hear someone else teaching people that they have to be responsible for their own health. We look forward to listening to you each week. Thank you, Tammy. David says, I was never a jack. However, I think you're right on the money with the idea of small challenges. Yes, David, so you don't need to be a jack. Just small challenges. Not the big ones like the jocks, but small challenges. Yeah. Nancy says, great motivating topic today. I'm going to do my 4-mile run, then 18 holes of golf in the 100-degree weather. There you go. Cedric says, so last year they found a small aneurysm behind my right knee. They're just watching for now. What can I do to improve the outcome? Well, first of all, an aneurysm behind your knee is harmless. Okay, so it's going to break and you get a bruise. Like, big hairy deal. So, I actually wrote a joke about that. This guy is talking to his doctor, and the doctor says, you have prostate cancer. And the patient says, oh my gosh, well, what's the treatment? The doctor says, well, watchful waiting. And the patient says, well, what's watchful waiting? And the doctor says, well, it means you pay me to watch you wait. Okay, so Cedric, that's what you're doing. You're paying your doctor to watch you wait. So just forget it. So what's an aneurysm? An aneurysm is basically a blood vessel that is not being properly maintained because you're not eating enough connective tissue. So Cedric, you're going to have to eat a little lower on the hog there and eat some pig's feet. Okay. Mary Catherine says, thank you for the show. Very inspiring. Dr. Downs, what causes liver and gallstones? Number one cause is dehydration. In other words, not enough water. Number two cause is constipation. And number three cause is fried food. Now, what really gets the party started, and which is why women have a lot of gallstones, is when they have a baby, they increase the number of estrogen and all these progesterone, these cholesterol-based hormones. After the pregnancy, the liver has to chop down all these hormones, and it chops them down, of course, into their parts and pieces, which is cholesterol, and it has to take them out with the trash. But what happens is this high level of hormones gets degraded all of a sudden. All this cholesterol clogs up the liver, and stones are formed. And then whenever this lady, God bless her, eats fried food, she gets a gallbladder attack. So your body's degradation of waste in the face of not disposing of it fast enough causes a gallstones, and then usually it's dehydration. And chicken. All right. Okay. I think we got this. All right. We finished Facebook. Let's take a look at the chat room. Dr. Downs, I have severe pain in my abdomen. I went to get endoscopy. Wrong way, go back. Done. And biopsy. Another wrong way, go back. And I have a small erosion gastric body. All right, stop right there. So we've got the diagnosis. So they know, doctors know, but we're not allowed to tell you people, patients, that when you have a little erosion in your stomach, that means you have dehydration. The cure is to drink at least 2 liters of water a day. That would be the end of the story. But it did not end there. Your doctor puts you on omeprazole, a drug that causes cancer and kidney failure, among other things. That's severe arthritis, too. They've tried diets and fermented vegetables. So the fermented foods for this condition makes it worse. This is the last thing you want to do. And, of course, it won't go away. And the medication, since I'm taking the medication, I'm not belching and bloating all the time. What are your thoughts? All right, again, so you're on your way to intestinal cancer and kidney failure from this drug. These drugs were released back in 1989. And even though it showed if you gave these drugs to a rat for 8 weeks, that rat got cancer. And they dismissed those findings and released these drugs anyway. And so, of course, it's increased the incidence of intestinal cancer sevenfold. So I would definitely say stop it. This is not medical advice, right? Information only. Consequences are all yours. If you'd like guidance, there's always discovery sessions. However, just chew in on fennel seeds. So chew in fennel seeds. You may need to chew two cups a day, and that'll get rid of it. Okay. I am a male who is balding on the top of my head. I've been taking Vitality capsules and small little flower for 3 months. I've stopped the dairy for 6 months. I've only seen a few new hairs on my scalp, but not much. What else can I do to address my androgenic alopecia? You can eat ham hocks, and you want to eat the skin on the ham hocks. Would putting turpentine externally where the frontal sinuses are work? No. What makes more sense is to do a neti pot. Country wants to know how to overcome seizure disorders. Seizure disorders are a little touchy. You have to make dietary changes slowly because that's what's causing your seizures, is your diet. The usual culprit is dairy. So you want to increase your water and cut back your dairy. And finally, when you get rid of your dairy, you want to see how your seizures are going. They should be pretty much gone, but if they're not, Then you want to cut back your meats, increase your beans, and you just have to make, you have to slowly transition the diet. Otherwise, your seizures could increase. The reason for that is the seizure disorder is caused by parasites in the brain. And these parasites, when they get really excited, they create synchronous brain waves at the same time. And it's just like a bridge. When all the energy is synchronized in a sine wave on the bridge cracks. And then in your brain, when that happens, you have a seizure. Ordinarily in your brain, you have all these different signals going like this, and they're not synchronous at all, so you don't get seizures. Okay. Okay. Peggy Sue says, I listen to Dr. Daniel's old shows. You can learn so much. I do this instead of watching TV. Knowledge is power when it comes to our health. Is it C. Diggers? Okay. Dr. Daniels, I have a question. Say I don't like pig's feet. Can I just boil the broth and drink that? You could, but it's not nearly as powerful. And leaner meat like the breast is the problem, so you don't want lean meats. This is not a case for lean meats. If you think that connective tissue is your problem, then lean meats just make it worse. Like when people are eating 10% ground grass-fed beef, I'm like, oh, wrong way, go back. Your body, normally, if you're a woman, is 30% fat. And so the last thing you want to do is go on a diet that's low fat and lean. You don't want lean. All right. Okay. Got that. Okay, got that. Thank you, Equicentric. I have someone helping out in my chat room. So if you have a question for Dr. Daniels, begin with the word question in all caps. Thank you, because I have to sift through these, you know, to find these questions. How do you feel about colonoscopies? I think it's sodomy, and I think you should only do it if it turns you on. We all have different things that thrill and excite us. Dr. Daniels, I love your thoughts. I'm building hip muscles for my knee pain. That's interesting. There were compounding problems after dog bite last fall. I'm seeing slow improvement with distilled water and increased bowel movements. Okay, good. My eyes grew bags under them after the antibiotics are slowly dissolving. Not sure what causes bags, puffy pillows under the eyes. Yes, you're correct. You've been poisoned by those antibiotics, so you need to just detox from the antibiotics, increase your bowel movements. Oh, I've missed all these seizures. Okay. Okay, well, turpentine help with kidney disease? It used to be the cure for kidney disease. How do I get rid of acid reflux? Again, drink water. You want to take Vitality Capsules because that pulls it right through your system out the bottom end, and it's not there to reflux. Turpentine helps, but most importantly, you've got to drink water. Fennel seeds can help as well. All right, working our way backwards here. Jeannie says you have a beautiful smile. Thank you. Okay. Okay. One at a time. Would love to say that one thing cures everything, but that's not the case. Exactly. There is no one thing that cures everything. Oh, questions. We have call-in questions. People can call in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Thank you, Marbley. Okay. Would these products clear up any or all the disease? I don't know which products. Let's go. Okay, so diabetes, you get the Candida Cleaner report for that. Lupus, Candida Cleaner report for that. Fibromyalgia, yes. Sinusitis, you want to get the report. 10 remedies so powerful they make antibiotics obsolete. Those are all available on my website. Arthritis, I would go with the Candida Cleaner report. Irritable bowel, Candida Cleaner report with turpentine would be better. Vertigo. Vertigo is more challenging. You have to do deeper cleansing for that. How to kill spirochetes? You don't kill spirochetes. You expel them. And Vitality Capsules and turpentine does the trick. Back down. So you recommend exercising for, let's say, a 30-minute walk? Yeah, I think a 30-minute walk is fine. It's a place to start. Personally, I found that 30 minutes was not really enough. I was so far out of shape. Now, the reason 30-minute walk is recommended is because you can't get into too much trouble with a 30-minute walk. However, many people actually do need much more walking than that to go beyond 30 minutes. You need to drink a lot of water along with that walk. And you may even need to bring a little snack. So I actually started with 5-minute walks because I was just that far out of shape. I mean, now I can easily do 3-hour walks. Actually, I can do 5-hour walks, 5-hour hikes. So, but you have to, once you get beyond 30 minutes, you need to make some kind of preparation. And rather than explain to people what kind of preparations they need to make, it's just easier to say, 30 minutes. The other thing that happens is, beyond 30 minutes, people start getting problems. They get problems of dehydration. They get problems with malnutrition. And other things show up. So rather than deal with those things in a natural, responsible way, the medical industrial complex just recommends 30-minute walk. And that's, you know, that's reasonable because, again, after you go to 30 minutes, there are consequences and you need to prepare for them. Okay, Latanya says good morning. Good morning, Latanya. Welcome. Oh, I didn't get the usual email today. Yeah, exactly. So people didn't get the email. We'll have to find out what happened and make sure you guys get the emails next week. Peg, I'd love to get your opinion on salt. I say salt to taste. I think that summarizes it. Salt to taste, and maybe even then a little more, but at least salt to taste. And then if you get cramps, add a teaspoon of salt and a cup of water and drink it. Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Where did you get a 3-foot basin? I got it from a local store. I was walking down the street. I walked in there. So in Panama, most houses, even million-dollar homes, do not have a tub. And so getting this 3-foot basin was a way to get around that. Let me see if I have a picture I can share with you of my 3-foot basin. I did take a picture because I was going to share that information. Okay, let's see here. Okay. All right, so You know, it's so hard to find these pictures once you take them. Here it is. Okay, we're getting close here. Oh, there we go. How do I share this with you? Okay, I'm sending this to Facebook. But where it goes, nobody knows. Aha. Nope, that doesn't tell me. Basin. In brown. The brown one is the basin. You'll see a pink one inside. The pink one is what I put my feet in. So I take the pink bucket out, put my feet in the pink bucket, which has cold water in it, and put me in the brown basin with cold water. Now, how do we post? Okay. And it says it posted it somewhere. So you have to improvise. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Where do you... Okay, got three movements. My husband, 25, went to the emergency room, wrong move, due to terrible abdominal pain to the point that he vomited. The vomiting, by the way, relieves the pain, so he should have felt better after he vomited. And then, of course, stayed home. Oh, my gosh. The doctor said he has a stomach ulcer that's bleeding and prescribed Prilosec, which causes more bleeding and cancer and kidney failure. It's just that class. Zofran and Zantac. No scope or ultrasound was done. No need. He's only 25 years old. They're not going to find anything. Unless, of course, he's an alcoholic. He didn't tell me that piece. Only urine testing and blood work. And even that they didn't need to do. That was just a ceremony. All right, so 25-year-old with severe abdominal pain and vomiting, you know, you got to get rid of your alcohol and your coffee. Those are the two big offenders. And if you smoke cigarettes, that's another offender. So at 25, to get this much trouble, not an accident. So alcohol, cigarettes, coffee, those are the biggest offenders. The next thing to do is, go to vitalitycapsules.com and get the Candida Cleaner report. He should at least follow the diet. And I would toss those drugs. They're only going to kill him. And again, fennel seed for the stomach. Oh. Okay. Yeah, we got to find out what's going on. Okay, so we're going to get those emails out next week, one way or another. Okay, move this up here, it's over here. Oops. All right, okay. Nope. Oh, well, forget that. Okay. Protonix and Prilosec kill? Absolutely, Robin. That's it. You just put an expiration date on your life and a very short one. How do you choose the best castor oil and where can you buy it? You get castor oil from, you can get it from Amazon. And anything that's hexane free is just fine. What are the side effects of prednisone? Okay, so you can just go Google that. But prednisone just causes total body failure. It destroys your immune system. Robin says, how do these drugs kill? These drugs kill by raising the pH in your stomach so that all the parasites can go just trounce through your stomach. And so your body, acid in your stomach is a very important defense mechanism and kills most parasites, which is why people are in such good health. And so the pH in your stomach likes to be about 1.6 or 2. And so these drugs raise that pH to 4, 6, even 7. And that's how it kills you. Emma says good morning from Cancun. Great. Teresa just, the asthma drugs are 100% responsible for death from asthma. Before asthma drugs were introduced, asthma was a benign disease, zero death rate. Everyone who dies of asthma is on those inhalers. Mary Catherine says she injured her hip, she's got tendonitis, and she's been prescribed ketoprofen. Again, eat those chicken feet, Mary Catherine. Yeah, doesn't matter, Cedric. The aneurysm in the artery, if the artery breaks, you're just going to get a hematoma, which is a fancy word for a bruise. It's going to seal off, and no problem. An artery is behind the knee, for Christ's sakes, it's not in your brain. So it's behind the knee, not a problem, benign. And it's like an aneurysm on your arm. If it breaks, okay, fine. So you're going to get bruise, it's going to heal over, the bruise is going to go away, end of story. I mean, it's like someone watching your pimple. Okay, so Linda says, I've been walking 20,000 steps a day for 2.5 weeks throughout the day to help with Weight Watchers. To lose weight due to my fatty liver. Okay, so the reason walking helps you lose weight is only two reasons. It's not the calories you burn. One, don't eat while you walk. Any activity you do where you say, I'm going to do this activity, I'm not going to eat while I do the activity, it's going to help you lose weight. The other way that walking helps is literally shakes up the bowels so that hopefully you have more bowel movements. Recipe for ham hocks. Recipe for ham hocks. I have moved on from ham hocks to chicken feet, and now I'm searching for chicken brain. Oh, I have to tell you the chicken brain story. So as you guys know, I try out this stuff before I recommend any of it. Ham hocks. And so what that means is I actually have to go through trying to find these ingredients. And so I have been looking for either pig brain or cow brain. And when we get back from our commercial, I will tell you the story about my search for cow brain.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, so we are answering questions and trying to clarify misunderstandings. Oh, but wait, I just need to give you an update on my situation. Oh. All right, so last time we talked, I was being persecuted by Interpol, that's the International Police, who had consulted with the FBI to determine that I was a known international terrorist. And as a result of this activity, money that I had given to another party to build housing for the poor people in Panama, that money was frozen, not seized, but frozen. So all of his accounts, business and private, were frozen. Then my bank account was shut down. So I'm not allowed to bank, basically. And I was given the cash that was in the account, which I've been living off of for a while now. And that situation has not improved. However, there was another situation where my husband had died and left me $35,000. And that money, the judge had determined, was mine. And my lawyer did go to the bank to receive the money and was told, at first, the first time she went, she was told the person who has the authority to dispense that amount of money didn't come to work that day. The next time she went, she was told the account did not exist and the money was not in the bank. It just wasn't there. And then she went back to the judge, who then told the bank, wait a minute, this is more than $10,000, mandatory jail sentence. Please pick out who you would like to send to jail. The bank then found the money. My lawyer has been back to the bank at least 3 times since and has been told on each occasion some nonsense reason why she can't receive the money. And so now she's back to chatting with the judge on the matter. Information has come to me through other channels that, there may be some involvement with Interpol saying that it's not okay for me to receive money because, of course, I'm a known terrorist. So things have taken a couple steps backwards. That's where things are. So it's important for people, the thing that would be really helpful for me is to research and get a name and a phone number at Interpol or at the FBI or at NSA, actual number I can call, that we can call collectively and talk to someone and find out what's going on. But obviously this interferes with my ability to continue to do my radio show, continue to offer Vitality capsules and offer information. So that is the deal. And any information people get, they can just email me through the contact at my website, vitalitycapsules.com. So that is the update on my situation. So back to the search for pig brain. No, actually, I'm flexible. Pig brains or cow brains? So first I was looking for pig brains, thinking that since cow brains were against the law in the United States, that surely I could downgrade my request to pig brains. Well, pig brains are outlawed in Panama, and so I have to get cow brains, which are not in any way restricted. So I called up some friends of mine and said, hey, I need some cow brains. And my friend, who's been my friend for 10 years now, he's really nice. He's always been very helpful to me. And he's been here in Panama for 33 years, and he is an American native. And so he said, well, you got to be careful. That being a cow disease, you know, those prions. And so okay, castor oil and more, no. I want to get you the reference to Mad Cow here. I want to share this with you. Okay, here we are. And so he tells me, you know, I'm worried about this Mad Cow thing. And don't want you to get into trouble. And so I tell him, hey, here's the latest research on Mad Cow. And they have been looking at this. And so the bottom line is there are countries in this world where pig brain is like on the menu. And there is no Mad Cow disease. There is no incidence of any illness whatever that comes from eating the cow brain. So here you are on Facebook. I can copy and paste this for you. Here's the update on Mad Cow disease. This is 09, so I hadn't even checked it, you know. But basically, it says researchers don't know anything regarding what prions may exist in the brain or sheep, cows, or lamb. So researchers don't know much of anything. But we do know is humans and animals have been eating brains throughout history without any known ill effects. So why would this whole prion scare even be created? Well, the answer, of course, is it's an attempt to get people to obviously stop eating brains. And brains are phenomenally nutritious. Oh, wait. Come on, let me log into my... are phenomenally nutritious. Okay, log in. Username. Okay. Maverick Healing. I think this is it. Uh-oh. All right, let me log into finally. Okay, all right, so what we know now then is that brains are phenomenally nutritious, extremely nutritious. It supplies 10 times the cholesterol of liver. Liver provides at least 5 times the cholesterol, the next closest animal food source. And so this cholesterol source feeds the adrenal glands, which means gives you phenomenal energy, feeds the testosterone pathways, estrogen and progesterone synthesis. It's very, very powerful. And cholesterol also fortifies your cell membrane, so now you don't have cell death. And so it extends, literally extends life. So what happened when I went to look for pig brains? So I called his friend. He says, hey, you know, I don't know about those prions, but here's where you get the pig brains. I said, okay. So I go to the place that sells pig brains, and I have my story ready. I had this whole big story about how not to worry, just sell me pig brains. And when I say pig brains, they immediately say, oh, great, we have them. I'm like, oh, wonderful. And so they 20 minutes later, someone comes back and says, oh, I'm so sorry. The machine that splits the skull of the cows open is broken today. No, it's not. The first time I said, oh, I'm sorry, it's the wrong time of day. Come back tomorrow at 8 a.m. So I come back the next day at 7:40 a.m., and then at 8:10 a.m., they tell me, oh, the machine for splitting the brains is broken. Come back at noon. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's my number. Call me. And they never called me. And so this is the way things are done in Panama. And so I expect that I will get my cow brains maybe in the next week. I'm really excited. Okay. So that's the search for pig brains. Why am I in the search for pig brains? Again, because the pig brains contain cholesterol to repair cell membranes throughout the body, prepare the brain itself, affix the brain itself, as well as major energy organs like the adrenal glands. So it's a major win-win-win with pig brain. Okay. Web, in regards to taking and giving my challenge daily. Okay. Is this principle, that's another question. This is an interesting question. In regards to taking or giving the body a new challenge, daily challenge to overcome as it pertains to physical wellness, is this principle applicable to mental cognitive function? Absolutely. But it's applicable to every function. Whether it's emotional, as in if you notice that things that did bother you all of a sudden upset you, then that's a change. That's a status change. And you need to back up and address that. That means something is wrong. Something is off somewhere. So if you have increased irritability, you just increase toxins. A few bowel movements will take care of it. But yes, this you need to challenge yourself. Now, with my mental cognitive function, my big challenge is learning Spanish. I'm doing pretty well. But neuroaerobics, I don't believe in that stuff. I really believe in functionality, make it real, bring it home, something that adds to your day-to-day function. So if it's a mental thing, your ability to read a book and remember from page to page what you read. A mental function, your ability to master a new language. And you can combine mental and physical with maybe taking up a challenge excuse me, like knitting or playing the guitar or something like that. But all of those are challenges. Yes, you have to take your brain off autopilot. Dr. Dan says, rectified or double, triple distilled turpentine work? Not usually. So I had people use that, and they did not get the same results. If it's the only thing you have, it's worth a try. Oh, someone asked about my ham hock recipe. So the ham hock recipe, yes. Basically, it's you want to start boiling the ham hock and the spices for like maybe an hour, and then add the beans. So it's bag of dry beans. I like Lyman's, but you can use pintos or whatever. Between 4 and 6 ham hocks, I only ever use 2 because my pot's not that big. A large onion chopped, 6 cloves of garlic, a bay leaf, tablespoon of oregano, teaspoon of pepper, and salt to taste. And you wash the beans, put everything in a pot, and you cook it. You can simmer it for 3 to 5 hours, or you can put it on a crock pot overnight. It's your choice. I personally like the crock pot overnight because it requires less attention. Brian says, Dr. Dan, you're pretty down on antibiotics. What about a 60-day cycle of doxycycline to kill Wapatia? I don't think a 60-day cycle of any antibiotic is appropriate, so that's pretty much the size of that. And the BI does not work on kill functions. It works on expulsion. So you can take the same 60 days and just take vitality capsules and turpentine and get much better results. What can I use for a diabetic fracture? I have no idea what a diabetic fracture is. A broken bone's a broken bone. So a broken bone is a broken bone. And the best thing for a broken bone is stay away from the doctor for sure. But the best thing for a diabetic fracture is to get rid of your diabetes. That would be the best thing for your diabetic fracture. Hopefully you're type 2, in which case it only takes 2 weeks to cure yourself, and you can get the cure at vitalitycapsules.com. Download the free report, the Candida Cleaner, and it tells you exactly what to do. Christine says, I have been wimping on the cold immersion, only about 67 degrees for 15 minutes. That's pretty good. What is the time required if I don't know if it's in my head, but I seem to feel some good reactions? You think I'm getting benefits? Yes, I do. I still feel I'm overweight. I eat once a day. Can I find a skin thermometer? So you don't need a skin thermometer. Just use a water thermometer. Yeah, Christine, I think that the cold immersion sounds like it's working for you. As far as your turpentine use, you need to get the Candida Cleaner report. Read it a couple times and make adjustments. Okay. Doo-doo. Now, about my situation, since the last time I had this problem, honestly, it was a 7-year process, 7 years. And so I realize it's going to take a bit of time, and that I have to be strategic about approaching this whole persecution thing. But what needs to happen is, again, names and phone numbers so we can reach out and contact them. Okay, let's go down and see. Okay. Oh, so someone said chicken liver instead of beef liver because they can't get beef liver. So try pork liver. That would be better than chicken liver. What are the causes of brain aneurysm? Basically, a low connective tissue diet. Your body does not have the connective tissue or collagen to maintain the blood vessels. All right, we have commercials. No, please don't go.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we are answering questions, and we've got a bunch of them. Let's see here. Still stalling. Is it stalling? What does that mean, stalling? All right, so Facebook, we're going to have to catch that presentation at the next commercial. So we're going to cover that at the next commercial. Okay. What is your suggested remedy to heal? Okay. So Chuck says, what's your suggested remedy to heal toenail fungus? So get the Candida Cleaner Report, follow that diet, and turpentine internally, and put turpentine externally on the nails as well. The other thing you can do is increase your circulation to the nails. And for that, you need to mix equal parts of cayenne pepper and turmeric. Pick it up in a glass jar with the top on it. Then take a teaspoon of that, put it in ice water, stir it up, drink it down, and do that once or twice a day. That restores the circulation to the nails and clears out the fungus that way. Kim Jones, Dr. Jones, what is the cost for a consultation? At the moment, it is $397. However, we will soon be having a sale, I think next week or the week after. Cedric says, somebody is in your house, Doc. No, this house makes such incredible noise. At night, I have to calm myself down. It feels like someone's walking around, banging into stuff, and like there's nobody there, but it's just the way it is. Because the electric supply is intermittent, the freezer and refrigerator make the knocking noises that come and go. And also because of the change in temperature and pressure, which is pretty dramatic, I have these plastic jugs that I put water in before I distill it. After distillation, they go in glass. And those bottles collapse and expand, creating noise. So it's a lot of noise. So it just takes nerves of steel. Nerves of steel. Yeah, I'm very dead on antibiotics. Okay. All right. So I found the list of Facebook questions. I'm going to... Uh-oh, we're back to commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.